Right-wing media Sinclair Broadcast Group has been buying up local news stories across the US, and a looming merger with Tribune could put them in more homes. With this growing body comes growing concerns. US correspondent Taylor Kaplan joins us now to discuss. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Sam. Morning, Casey.
So, Taylor, why are people concerned?
Well, when you think of local news in the first place, you're not thinking of much of a political slant. You're thinking of happenings in your community. You're thinking about the weather. You're thinking about maybe some sad news, some news with some, you know, political consequences, but not news of a national political right-wing nature, which is what Sinclair is pushing. They write content that is distributed to all their stations that pushes a national right-wing political focus, and that is very concerning to a lot of people watching this story. Sinclair currently reaches about 40% of American homes, and if this merger goes through, which needs governmental approval, with Tribune, another broadcasting corporation, they'll be reaching over three-quarters of American homes with their local news stations. And that is troubling. Since local news is considered to be this non-political format, people don't see the Sinclair name attached to their local news stations necessarily. And you might have this, what some people call it, a propaganda effort, sort of creeping its way into our local news system without maybe some people noticing.
Now, how is it that they came to be buying all of these local news organizations?
Well, most news stations locally are owned by bigger affiliates who buy up news stations in cities and markets around the country. They, of course, started with a few stations at a time, and they've mostly bought up stations in conservative markets in order to be more persuasive to an audience that might buy what they're selling in the first place politically. But they have reached that cap of 39% that the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, allows, and they're using loopholes to make this merger with Tribune to reach up to, I think it is 74%. Reachability in American homes. So you have this legally dubious effort to buy up these stations, but they have bought up little by little until it's basically this unstoppable force, but the Sinclair name is necessarily a household name, so they've been able to get away with a lot pretty slyly here.
Yeah, and it seems actors and comedians are boycotting the group, but is that enough?
It's not really enough. I mean, it's interesting to see reporters from these stations sort of lash out against their employer. I mean, you had a high-profile segment that was distributed to all Sinclair affiliates recently in which local anchors decried fake news that's circulating around social media and encouraging viewers to be distrustful of news media, which echoes many of Trump's anti-media sentiments. And then you have growing pressure brought on by celebrities asking these anchors to quit. But the consequence is they are bound by contracts with the threat of Sinclair suing anchors if they leave these contracts, if they leave their jobs. And you've had reports from anchors who have left Sinclair and then been hit with a $50,000 lawsuit, let's say. And local news anchors are not very well paid. This is a pretty, you might be well regarded within your community, but it's not a high paying job like a national news anchor is. So they don't have the money to fight these lawsuits that they want, and they're kind of bound by these contracts, and they're sort of POWs in these situations in which they have to read conservative news bits that are sent to their stations that are required to be broadcasted.
It does get worrying when one group gets a hold of a whole bunch of ears and eyes We're speaking with our US correspondent, Taylor Kaplan. Now, Taylor, Trump recently ousted Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State and H.R. McMaster as top national security advisor. People do argue that these two are some of the more moderate voices in his cabinet. So what do you think this means for international and domestic politics now that Tillerson and McMaster are gone?
It's pretty worrisome. I mean, sadly, we were in the place where Rex Tillerson, who is an oil man, in the position of Secretary of State, was one of the more moderate voices in Donald Trump's ear, but that's, you know, just where we are. But he unceremoniously dumped both McMaster and Rex Tillerson via tweet, which is sort of his mode of operation these days.
That's so ridiculous.
It's utterly insane, especially when you have McMaster, who is a decorated Army lieutenant, taking his job as national security advisor, just being completely disrespectfully thrown off the bus like that. In place of McMaster, you've had John Bolton, who was the ambassador to the UN under George W. Bush, a major war hawk who's been pushing war with North Korea, who is a big proponent of scrapping the Iran nuclear deal. It scraps sanctions in order in exchange for stopping their nuclear weapons program, which is a program that started under Barack Obama. Rex Tillerson and McMaster were both proponents of keeping the Iran nuclear deal in place to avoid going to war with Iran. And they were both proponents of keeping the peace with North Korea, although in a sort of tense manner, because you can't deal with them overly peacefully, but you don't want an all-out war. But John Bolton, who has taken McMaster's job, he's pushing the idea of going to war with North Korea. And after this chemical weapons attack in Syria the other day, we're at this point where we don't know if an all-out war is more likely in Syria because Donald Trump does not have these moderating voices in his ear anymore.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens from now on because, as many people know, what happens in the US does affect the rest of the world. So we're thinking of you over there, and hopefully nothing terrible comes from this.
Keep your fingers crossed for us, and I'm sorry to have to be a representative of all this.
That's right. We don't hold it against you, Taylor.
That was US correspondent Taylor Kaplan, and you can read more from Taylor at sfweekly.com.